Hey, I'm here for you, okay? I know exactly what you need. You need to take a bit of stress off, to unload, and I'll tell you a secret. And that's why I'm here too. My own stresses, they build up just the same. And you get to a place where you think nothing is possible. You're just stuck, and that morass widens in front of you as life builds up and up. Pressure building. But I know a really fun way to relieve that pressure. To escape from the world long enough to just release and relax. Because I get that too sometimes. But you know what helps? You. You listening to me, getting off to me, being my good boy, my dirty slut. You're really whatever I want you to be. I write my script. I record my audios, and whatever the scenario, you turn into exactly what I want. You do exactly as I tell you. So let's take a moment and appreciate each other and blow some of that stress off together, shall we? I'll play with myself. And you play with yourself. It'll be just a fun little connection. A release. To make that release stronger, well, I'm going to do something to you. I'm going to hypnotize you. Not into anything bad, so no worries there. But rather to have a bit of fun. I like taking you under, holding you under my control. I picture it, you know? You in your chair or your bed, walking down the street or in the background while you do other things, just listening and letting my voice come in and fill you, wrap around you. Do you ever wonder at the words I put in it? The subliminals running in the background as you listen. The triggers you let me drop into your mind time and again. Anchoring words, anchoring ideas. Who knows what I've done to you? I know. Don't worry, I won't tell anybody. Now take a nice, deep breath for me. Feel it filling you. Then let it go. So simple, so easy to follow my commands. And that's what I want you to do for the rest of this file. Just simply follow my little requests. It's easy. You can do it. Breathe in again and feel the air filling your lungs. My voice trailing and whispering in your ears. Feel your body calming. Feel your mind calming as you continue to breathe in and out. And with every breath in, I want you to imagine all of those pressures and stresses. It's okay to bring them up for just a minute, because when you breathe out, you let all of them go, blowing them away from you. Right now, you're mine, and there's nothing allowed in your head except me. Do you understand that? I know you do. Good boy. Breathing in, feeling it filling you, making you feel lighter. And breathing out and feeling all of the muscles in your body just loosening. Loosening, untightening. I'm not even really sure that's a word. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that you relax and you release all of your control. And as you do this, I want you to picture in your mind. Picture a nice, quiet setting. Someplace you feel peaceful. Someplace you feel calm. Picture yourself there. Close your eyes. It'll help. Feel that sense of safety you get from this place. Feel the air against your skin. Does it feel free? Think of what you smell in this happy little place of yours. Is it a paradise or a beach? Is there salt just running along your tongue every time you open your mouth and breathe in? And let it go and start sinking. Feeling your mind start to sink under my voice. Feeling like you can almost feel me watching you, seeing you. It's a bit naughty because I know what you do at night. I know what you do when you listen to me, you dirty boy. And that's okay, because I like it. I like that connection too. Now relax and feel your mind starting to let go of thoughts. You can just leave all of them behind. They don't really matter right now. Just breathe in and breathe out. And find your mind starting to sink into a trance. A foggy state of mind. And breathe in and breathe out. And every time you breathe in, you relax more. And every time you breathe out, you go deeper. Until you reach a place where you're not sure if it's quite relaxation or if your mind is slowly sinking into a trance. Just following my voice, my words as they guide you. Why don't you picture them as a string for me, okay? That string moving all around you. My voice running over you. And it feels good. And it relaxes you. And you feel yourself drifting and dropping into a nice trance. Now with your eyes still closed, I'm going to count you down. Because sometimes a countdown is just so much more effective. And you know me, I like to be effective. Going from 10, and with every number we go down, your mind will drop deeper into trance. 9, it's an exponential thing, and you drop further and farther with every number. 8, your mind sinking, your thoughts and cares just going away. 7. Right now it's just you and me, and nothing else matters. 6. Just follow my voice, follow my commands, and everything will be so easy. 5. No more decisions, you don't really want them. Give them to me. 4. I'll tell you exactly how you're gonna come tonight. 3. And you want that, you need that little bit of control that I give you. 2. So just relax. Take a deep breath in. And 1. Drop deep into trance for me. if you came prepared or not. But if you have any clothing on, well, now would be the time to at least open your pants. Just open them so you can become even more relaxed. So long as it's comfortable to do so, there's nobody over, nobody you're gonna traumatize by taking your balls out. Take off your pants or open them up. Good boy. Don't worry. I'm still here. I'm just waiting for you to get yourself completely comfortable. I hope you're still doing it with your eyes closed. I would absolutely hate it if I'd have to discipline you because you didn't. You don't want to be a naughty boy, do you? No, I didn't think so. No. Nice and exposed for me, that's what I want. Balls out, cock out. Both are mine. And both need to feel free. So when I make them harder, it'll be good. Just take a moment, relaxing deep in your mind, feeling your body unclenching and loosening. I want you to picture my hands on you, starting at your feet, your tiny toes, one by one, you feel my fingers along them. I want you to know that right here I'm touching myself on my toes as I speak. And every place I tell you I'm going to touch you, I'll be touching myself there. Now just relax and feel my presence with you. Relax and feel my fingers running over your feet. Nice and soft. Nice and trained. Pressing into those pressure points and making you feel so good. It's getting a little hot in here. I'll just take my robe off. And then I'll be completely naked too. Feel my fingers trailing up your legs. Nice and soft. Just moving up. Feeling my fingers pushing into your tendons and your muscles. Massaging them. Nice and deep. It feels good, and you feel yourself relaxing even more. Relaxing further, relaxing deeper. My sweet boy, just relax for me. I'll take care of everything. My fingers now moving up your knees, playing with that patella a little bit. It feels funny. And moving up your thighs. And with every movement, you relax more. With every touch, you go deeper. Every time I mention a body part, you feel it going limp in deep relaxation. As I'm rubbing your thighs now, and you feel them going nice and limp. You feel the weight of my body on you, pushing you, holding you down. You like that feeling, it feels good. So just relax and let me cover you. My hands going up higher now, up on your hips, moving along your belly as I stop and give it a little kiss. I love bellies. You feel my face just rubbing against it for a moment. The way you want to, nice into my deep cleavage. Smooth and soft, you want to bury your face in it. And that's how I bury my face into your belly. I love it so much. You feel my hands going up your sides. Moving until I find your pecs. And just start kneading them, massaging them, making them feel so good. My legs are pinning down your legs now. And you feel just a little bit more helpless. And as we go deeper into the trance, that feeling is only going to get stronger. But that feeling is not going to be a reason for concern for you. No, for you, that feeling of helplessness turns into arousal. You like being my little plaything. You like being controlled and used and restrained. Feeling my body moving up higher, higher upon you, until my very warm place is pressing against your very hard place. And you just feel me moving my body over top of you, holding you down. Just like my voice holds you down in this state of relaxation, this state of trance. And as my hands go up to your shoulders, they knead in. Just pushing a bit under the skin to really relax and release those muscles. Relax and release your body. Relax, you're just a slave. Relax, I'll take care of everything. My sweet boy, just drop for me. And you go deeper. Deeper as my hands go deep down your arms, trailing little fingertips. You can feel the tingling. The little faint, feathery, tickly sensation as I run my fingertips over them so lightly. So lightly it could almost be air, but it's not. It's my hand running over you. All the way down, down the arm. All the way to the hand. And I hold it. Just like I'm holding you in my hands right now. And I rub it, and it feels so good. And you relax even deeper. And I bring my hands up your arms, moving slowly. All the way up at the top now. Just rubbing your shoulders as I'm mounted on top of you. My pussy right over your cock, pushing it in, keeping your hips down. My hands on your wrists as I pull your wrists up above your head. You can't fight it. You just go limp and allow me, even though I'm so much tinier than you, to put my weight on your wrists and restrain you. And you find that it's getting really hard to even think of moving your body. Because while you're completely helpless, you're also completely comfortable. So very comfortable. You like being helpless. So you just relax. You don't try to get up. Because it's just too relaxing. It's too nice to stay here. My body on top of yours. My lips on your neck. Slowly kissing up. Little tiny kisses. like little butterfly wings flapping against your skin, fluttering. Little tiny kisses. Little whispers in your ear. As you feel me, my lips right on the edge of your ear now. Leaning in. I'm ready to take you down. And you're ready to go. And I just want you to drop into a nice deep trance. Your mind is blank and empty. And you cannot think. You can only listen. You can only obey. And it feels good. Now that I have you like this, though, what am I gonna do with you? Is the question. I can talk as much as I want and you will remain in trance. Good boy. Mind blank and empty. I want you to focus on the thought. You are a slave. My slave. And that's okay. Don't worry, I'll take that trigger out at the end of this session. But for just right now, just between you and me, you're my slave. And you do whatever I tell you to. And it's very easy. It's very simple. I want you to take your hand. My hand's coming off of your wrist. I want you to reach your hand down your belly that I love so much, down over onto your crotch, which I also love so much, and just hold your cock for me in between us. Feel my warmth on you. I want you to stroke yourself, getting nice and hard for me. That's it. All the way up the shaft, nice and slow. And all the way down, nice and firm. That's it, my naughty boy.
Wait, I didn't say stroke again yet. Remember, you have to do exactly what I tell you to. My dirty little slut.
Take your hand and lower it a bit more. And just cup your balls and push them up close to yourself. Feel that heat for a moment. That heat that I have for you. That heat that you have for me. Feel that heat and feel it building inside of you. It's an inferno. And your loins are on fire. You horny little slut. You like it when I say dirty things to you? You like it when I tell you what a horny boy you are? How I'm gonna have to take care of that for you. I'll help you with it. I'll make you burst, I'll make you bust, and I want every little bit. Now take your hands off your balls. And this is how we see if you're a good slave or not. Take your hand and trail it up your body until you get all the way up to your nipple. Your cute little nipple. And I want you to take it. And I want you to pinch it. Nice and hard. Still deep in trance. Still following my commands. In fact, it doesn't really matter if you're in trance or not. All that matters is that you're a good boy and you obey. But you are, aren't you? entranced by my voice and tweaking that nipple. Feeling my power over you. Feeling it building.
As every time you obey me in any way, you become that much more mine. Every time you follow any of my orders, you fall that much further under my spell. And every time I give you something to do, you do it, and you feel so happy, such a sense of accomplishment, to follow what I've told you, to make me happy. You make me so happy. Now take your hand and take it back down, back onto that needy, dirty cock. And just start rubbing it, stroking it. If you need lotion or lube, I really hope it's nearby, because if not, you're shit out of luck. Because I'm not stopping and you're not stopping, so just keep stroking that cock. Up and down. If you do have lotion or lube, feel free to put some on. Make it nice and slick for me. A nice, slippery dick. It feels so nice, hard and firm. I can just picture it, my hand around it, feeling you swelling and throbbing at my touch, at my words. Just stroke yourself up and down, feeling my hand on your belly, on your crotch, because I'm right above you, straddling you, and playing with myself, rubbing my clit as you stroke your cock. Now just stroke it for me. Up and down. If you need to, you can take your hands off. But keep in mind, you're not coming tonight until I tell you to. Because you're a good boy.
You're a slave, you have no choice. You come when I tell you to.
So you need to pace yourself, and at any time that you need, simply take your hand off your cock until you think you can control yourself enough to put it back on. Now stroke for me. Up and down. That's right. Use that thumb and press it over that tip. Collect those little bits of pre-cum and just smear them all around the head of your cock. I want you rubbing that pre-cum against the edges on that little mushroom tip. And right now, I have two fingers, and I'm rubbing them over the top of my clit, just where the hood is, because it'd be too intense if I touched it directly. So I'm rubbing it, one finger on each side of the clit, kind of grasping it lightly together, but firmly, and pushing in the way you want to push into me. Just manipulating my own little clit, rubbing it in circles. Keep stroking, rubbing it in circles as I get deeper and deeper into the fantasy, as you get deeper and deeper into your own little fantasy. You know, I know what'll make this more fun for me, at least. Feeling the vibrations against yourself almost. That humming in your ears, fogging you out. And stroke yourself.
feel how good it feels? It feels really good. And you feel your mind sinking simply into sensation. Nothing else is important right now. All you care about is sensation. The way it feels. And I'm just pressing a vibrator right up against my clit as you stroke your cock, and I whisper in your ear. And your mind goes deeper and deeper. Further and further. And you find it's getting harder and harder to not come. I wonder if you've already had to take your hand off. You're such a slut. Well, just stroke it for me. That's right. Good slave. Stroke that cock up and down. Make sure you use that thumb, baby. You don't need to be giving yourself a boring hand job. Taking your other hand and tweaking your nipple again. Just pull on it for me. Give it a little twist and let go. Feeling the endorphins. That after pain feeling where you just feel fucking great. Feeling that filling you, spreading through your body. Spreading into your cock. And I want you to take into account for a moment something for me. You are a slave. Your pleasure is derived from my pleasure. We both know it's true. So every time you hear me moan, your dick will get harder. Every gasp will be like a jerk of pleasure pulsing through your body. 'Cause you're a devoted little slave boy. And get off on me getting off. And you don't get to get off until I get off. And it feels so good. So nice as the pleasure fills you. Runs through you. And you can smell the scent of sex in the air. A bit musky, as I'm a bit moist right now. A bit wet. As you feel my juices dripping onto you. You feel the vibrations from the vibrator I'm rubbing against my clit. You feel those vibrations vibrating against your cock. As I rub against you, gliding into your nice, hard penis. But you don't get off until I get off. And you feel those words sinking into you. You don't get off until I get off. For some reason, these words will always be arousing to you. Deep in your mind, you know that you are a slave. And you don't get off until I get off. No matter how much you want to, you obey me. I'm your domino. You don't get off until I get off. It's a mantra for you. And any time you have sex with a woman, well, every time you have sex, pleasing your partner is the most important thing. And you don't get off until I get off. Hearing these words will remind you,
Hearing these words will put it in the forefront of your mind that you don't get off until I get off, or she gets off. Feeling the pleasure building as you stroke that cock, as I rub the vibrator into my pussy. I can smell it now. I'm so wet. I'll probably have to wipe up my chair after this. But it's worth it. And you just rub your cock up and down. I'm feeling so good. Getting faster now. You know how to stroke your cock. You know exactly what you like. Do it for me. Feel your control over your own orgasms growing stronger. Because from this point on, you are not allowed to take your hand off. But you don't get off until I get off. So keep stroking. As the pleasure gets stronger and intensifies, you feel it building. You're ready to bust that nut, ready to explode. It's gonna be a good one, a great one. It's gonna feel fucking fantastic when you orgasm. You want that, don't you? I know you do. And if you're a good boy, I'll let you have it. But you don't get off until I get off. Those are the rules. Every moan, every gasp, spiking pleasure through you. Every moan, every gasp from any woman that you're attracted to will send sexual pleasure through you. You can feel it as I'm coming closer. You're so close to the edge. But you don't get off until I get off. It becomes a mantra from you. Inside your mind, the thing you use to keep you from going over the edge. Except in your mind it goes, I don't get off until she gets off. Stroking faster now. Getting closer to those finishing moves. How about I count you down? How about you come with me? At 10. Feeling the feelings. Rushing through your body. Feelings of pleasure. Feelings of need. 9. The lights seem to be brighter over your closed eyes as the intensity builds up. 8. You don't know if you can last till the end, but you can. You're a good boy. 7. Six. 5, every moan, every gasp, taking you deeper, bringing you closer. 4, you don't get off until I get off. 3, feeling it building stronger. Every jolt and jerk of pleasure imaginable, just jerking through your cock. Come on now, clench for me, my dirty boy. Where were we? I can't remember. I guess that means we'll just have to start again. Starting at 10. As your body starts to shake a little with the desire and the need to come. 9. Is it a gentle teasing as you wonder if I'm going to let you?
eat, maybe I could just make you put your pants back on and listen to me come. 7. I think that'd be fun, don't you? 6. I guess I'll be nice. I do want you to come with me. 5. Stroking that cock faster and faster. 4. Your mind sinking deeper and deeper. 3. Coming closer and closer. 2. When I say it, you will come. Stroking faster and faster. And 1. Come for me. Come for me, my good boy. Feeling the pleasure jolting through your body. As you feel it coming out of you. And you just relax for a moment. Drifting there. Warm, peaceful afterglow. Blanking over your mind. And you just drift for me. And it's nice. And it feels good. And you just let everything glow. Let everything go. Smile for me. Feeling that afterglow of happy, released. Moving your muscles a little bit. Stretch out. Try not to let the mess get anywhere, though. Shit. You can clean it up in a minute. Not yet. Right now, I just want you to lay there with your little bit of stickiness on you. I have my own little stickiness dripping out of me. Dripping and dropping. As we float together in a moment. Nice, happy, satisfied moment. And feeling all of your worries and cares stripped away. Good boy. You make me so happy. Now, I think you need to go clean up your mess. So I'm gonna bring you out. Counting up to 5, and when I say 5, you will be aware and awake. Remembering everything. No longer my complete slave, unless you choose to be. One. Feeling your body loosening even more. Feeling all of those stresses just stripped away. 2. Knowing you can come back to me anytime you need to. 3. And I'll help you get rid of another load. 4. Your mind climbing up out of trance. Your body free to move. 5. Wake up. Come on, sit up. Now. While I have you here, all relaxed. I'll tell you a little secret here. After making this, I went upstairs to go grab a bit of water and started coming downstairs because I record in my basement, which is my dungeon, and my I have 2 cats, and they are not allowed down here because all of the leather and vinyl stuff that tiny little claws can sink into. And my one cat has climbed up the St. Andrew's cross a couple times. She takes it as a challenge, I swear. So, no cats not in here. My one little one, she was sick today. So, I'm being a little bad with my own rules and
I let her come down. And right now she's just sniffing around because she's never allowed down here, so she has to make sure everything's okay. But I know that once she's done that, she'll just come and she'll curl up on my lap. And we'll be happy together. Nice and content. Her little purr filling my ears. Just like my voice is filling your ears and comforting you. And she's so happy. She's so soft as she butts her little head against my legs. Just wanting to be pet. I imagine you can relate to that feeling. Just begging for attention. And I'll give it to her. Because she's awesome. Just like you're awesome. Okay. Have a good night, okay?